The United Nations General Assembly has adopted a resolution demanding Myanmar end a military campaign against the country's Muslim minority. The motion put forward by the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation was adopted by a vote of 122 to 10 with 24 abstentions. The resolution demands access for aid workers and return of all refugees and full citizenship rights for Rohingya Muslims. It also calls on the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to appoint a special envoy to Myanmar. More than 650,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar since the government launched a military operation in Rakhine State in late August. The UN says the violence amounts to ethnic cleansing. The Sunday vote follows Myanmar's decision to bar the UN Special Rapporteur and cut off all cooperation with her. Earlier, we spoke to Jahangir Mohammed from the Center for Muslims Affairs in Manchester, who expressed skepticism about the effectiveness of the resolution. Take a listen.
UN resolutions are not really that effective, but it remains to be seen what action follows, and that is the real problem here. We have a lot of words at the UN, a lot of reports, almost documenting everything that's happening and the ethnic cleansing that's taking place, but no discernible action, no action to stop anything happening. Trade is more important and capitalism is more important than human rights, it seems. So we get very little action. The West and the US and China, these are big powers who want to have a stake in the economic exploitation of the country and to establish long-term relationships.